This is Hour 2 of Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff. Happy weekend, everybody. Hope it's a good one for you, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. Great to have you here today, and I'm so glad you came back for Hour number 2 of the show. And coming up, we'll have more comedy records as we're feeling lighthearted today. And also for this week's get-together, we have the biggest hits from the first week of August in 1937. Well, let's get back to the Your Hit Parade chart from this weekend 88 years ago. And at number 5 on the survey was Dolly Dawn and her Dawn Patrol, the you and me that used to be. It's Dolly Dawn and her Dawn Patrol, the you and me that used to be. At number 5 on the hit parade this weekend in 37, Dolly is really 21-year-old Teresa Stabile out of Newark, New Jersey, who became the singer for the George Hall Orchestra 2 years ago. Hall's outfit was already quite popular, but when Stabile stepped to the microphone, audiences went crazy for her. Hall realized he had a great marketing opportunity, so Stabile became Dolly Dawn, and she became the leader, quote-unquote, of the orchestra. And the you and me that used to be was the band's first hit. We have turned the calendar back to the first weekend of August in 1937 on Today Seems Like Old Times, and let's get out of the heat, enjoy the air-conditioned cinema, and see what Hollywood's offering up this weekend. First, the short subjects. There's Ding Dong Doggy. Betty Boop's dog Pudgy follows a Dalmatian to a fire. Lost in Foundry. Popeye's working at a factory when Olive Oil stops by for lunch and Sweet Pea crawls into the machinery. And there's Porky's Railroad. Porky Pig is the engineer of the worst train in the fleet. For the main features, courtroom drama and They Won't Forget, Lana Turner, Alan Jocelyn, Otto Kruger, Edward Norris, Gloria Dixon, and Claude Rains.
Those people down there want the man that murdered Mary Clay brought to trial and convicted. They're going to think a lot of the man that gets that conviction. That man, Harmon, is going to be me. Remember what I told you the day of the parade? That I needed just one break to set me on top. Unless I miss my guess, this is it. I'm going to solve this case or bust trying.
Other dramas, there's Stella Dallas with Barbara Stanwyck and John Bowles. San Quentin features Pat O'Brien, Ann Sheridan, and Barton McLean. And coming this week, Paul Muni in The Life of Emile Zola. Comedies include Constance Bennett and Cary Grant in Topper.
I think we tell someone our good deeds, and then they open up the beautiful gates and let us through.
Yes, but what good deeds have you done?
Oh, dozens.
Name one.
Well, I've... And what good deeds have you done?
Well, I...
At least we haven't done any bad ones, honey.
Yes, but that's not enough, and I'm afraid it's too late now.
Yes. And I'm afraid that for once in our, for once we're stuck.
More movie laughs from Saratoga with Clark Gable and the late Gene Harlow. There's Easy Living, Gene Arthur, Edward Arnold, and Ray Milland. Ever Since Eve has Marion Davies and Robert Montgomery. And the Marx Brothers enjoy a day at the races.
Say, what's the matter with you, Muggs? Have you got any gallantry at all?
She's in with Whitmore. She's trying to frame you.
I wouldn't mind framing her. A prettier picture I've never seen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, Doc! Doc, I'm telling you in secret, she's out to get you!
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
A few more movies. Wee Willie Winkie with Shirley Temple, Victor McLaughlin, and Cesar Romero. The musical You Can't Have Everything with Alice Faye, Don Ameche, The Ritz Brothers, and Gypsy Rose Lee. High, Wide, and Handsome, a musical western with Irene Dunne, Randolph Scott, and Dorothy L'Amour. And there's the musical comedy Artists and Models starring Jack Benny and Ida Lupino. And one of the tunes is going to be a commercial hit for Louis Armstrong, Public Melody number 1.
There's a new kind of enemy on the news today. It goes off the melody when it comes your way. It sort of sneaks right up on you, kind of puts the finger on you. So look out for Public Melody number 1. It should be your luck when it meets you face to face. If your feet start trucking all around the place, no use to call on Hoover's G-men. Why, they're just a lot of ABC men when it comes to Public Melody number 1. Oh, Frankenstein, Fun Love Joy, Jesse James, Teacher's Pet, Captain Guns, only a toy, compared to notes shot from a hot cornet. So get undercover, you rhythm rascals, and run. Ah, who are you, dog? That ain't no use of hiding. I'm gonna take you riding. So look out for Public Melody number 1.
Public Melody number 1 from Louis Armstrong, a record just released here in early August of 1937, a tune that came from the motion picture Artists and Models, and that scene stirred up some controversy because Louis and a number of other black actors co-starred with Martha Ray. Some didn't like the mixing of the races, especially with Ray provocatively dressed and gyrating around. But the record, Public Melody No. 1, would reach number 7 for Louis this summer. Hey, let's see what was happening in the society pages here 88 years ago. The music world lost one of its greats back on July 11th. George Gershwin died in Los Angeles from a brain tumor at age 38. And bandleader Eddie Duchin is grieving over the loss of his wife Marjorie. She died 6 days after giving birth to a son. She was 29. Now, of course, the big social event of the year was the June 3rd wedding between Wallace Simpson and the former king of the UK, Edward VIII. He gave up the throne to marry the American divorcee. The wedding was outside the city of Tours, France. And speaking of France, fall is not far away and the new fashions are coming out. Turbans and berets, both high and low, and off-the-face hats are the fall fashion leaders from the Paris Style Scouts. And streamlined silhouettes are in for the autumn. Very wearable and offers the flattery the majority of women seek. A long, slim figure, inches taller and inches smaller at the hips. To Hollywood, Gracie Allen is upset that 24 people sent her perfume for her birthday. Ida Lupino says she's grown 2 inches in the last year, a growth spurt for the 19-year-old. Most expensive bathroom in Hollywood, Howard Hughes's at his Guarantee Building. A lavish bathroom and shower to complement his fancy suite cost $20,000. That's more than $300,000 nowadays. And those were a few items from the Society page here on the 1st of August of 1937, and we're back on the countdown now. Coming in at number 4, it's Shep Fields and his Rippling Rhythm Orchestra. The merry-go-round broke down.
The lights went low, we both said oh, and the merry-go-round went round. Oh, what fun, a wonderful time, finding love for only a dime. The merry-go-round broke down, but you don't see me frown. Things turned out fine, and now she's mine, 'cause the merry-go-round broke down.
While swing was hot here in the summer of 37, the sweet bands were doing well too, including those that had a little Mickey Mouse sound to them. There, Shep Fields and his Rippling Rhythm Orchestra, with vocal refrain by Bob Goodet. The merry-go-round broke down. Earlier this summer, that's been a couple of weeks at number one on the Billboard charts.
It's the same story at all the automobile factories. Capacity production. Yes, auto plants everywhere are being hard-pressed to fill orders. And a lot more new cars are being put on the road than old cars are being junked. This means more cars to jam the highway. And already, 4 out of every 5 miles you drive are stop and go. Now, all this stopping and starting is very wasteful of gasoline. Or you can actually waste enough starting up after one stop to carry you 5 city blocks. But now you can check this waste by using Super Shell. A special process actually rearranges the chemical structure of this gasoline. As a result, Super Shell is balanced, made digestible for your motor at all engine speeds. So whether you're starting, accelerating, or sailing along, your engine can turn the tremendous energy in Super Shell into usable power. There's less waste, so of course you get better mileage. Try using this gasoline that's specially suited for today's stop-and-go driving. You'll find you don't have to fill up the tank quite so often when you get Super Shell.
Thank you, Mr. Announcer. And as we get back to the countdown, we check out Broadway and playing this weekend, comedies Room Service and Having a Wonderful Time, and musicals Yes, My Darling Daughter and Babes in Arms, with music by Richard Rodgers and Lawrence Hart. One of the songs from that show is done by Hal Kemp's orchestra, Where or When. Song number 3 on your hit parade, the Hal Kemp Orchestra with Skinny Ennis, Where or When? A Rodgers and Hart tune from the Broadway musical Babes in Arms. That was moving down the charts after spending a couple of weeks at number 1. It was the 4th chart topper for the Kemp Orchestra, and as it turned out, would be their last. It was part of the soundtrack of early August 1937, and we're listening to the memories on Seems Like Old Times. On today's Seems Like Old Times, some funny business going on today. That's right, comedy records. And a theme within a theme for this segment, those who quaff.
When it's gone,
drink, drink, the glasses clink, making tinkly music till the dawn is breaking. Clang, clang, who cares a dang? What's the difference when you're on a spree? Over the teeth, behind the gums, look out, stomach, here she comes.
I have another drink on me. Gurgle, 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 gurgle. Gurgle, 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 gurgle. Trickle, 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 trickle. Slice of cheese and bite of pickle. Doesn't even cost a nickel now to wash it down. Whoa!
Clink, clink, no more to drink. I had a cellar full, but now it's gone. Drink, drink, the glasses clink. Like the anvil chorus and my head is splitting. A breaky, a busty. Oh, brother. Oh, how. What do I do now? Pink elephants are running after me. Though that stuff was smooth as silk, from now on I'll stick to milk. Nothing else to drink for me.
Jack's Liquor Store.
Is Jack's Liquor Store?
That's right, pal.
Yeah, you guys deliver?
We deliver.
You got any tequila?
We have tequila.
Tequila. Yeah. You got any quartz?
Quartz. We have quartz.
I don't want any quartz.
All right, how much do you want?
I want fifths.
You want fifths. All right.
Four fifths.
Four fifths tequila?
Four fifths tequila?
Yeah.
What do we got so far?
We got four fifths tequila.
Better make that five.
Five fifths tequila.
Five right. fifths tequila.
Got that.
You got scotch?
We have scotch.
Do you got any cinnamon?
I think you're pardon?
Four.
Four.
Four fifths of scotch.
Hello.
So is this Jack's Liquor Store?
That's right, pal.
You listed in the Yellow Pages?
Yes, we are listed in the Yellow Pages.
How come you're listening to taxidermy?
That's impossible.
It was what?
It's impossible.
Oh, I must have a couple of pages missing in my phone book. What do we got so far?
Five-fifths tequila, five-fifths of scotch.
You got any beer?
We have beer.
Okay.
We have 16-ounce cans and 12-ounce cans.
Okay.
Well, how much do you want?
Just two cases.
Two cases. All right, I've got that down. All right.
Don't send any vermouth.
All right, I won't send any vermouth.
That makes my wife sick. She's out of town, but I do it just in her memory.
All right, okay. We have five-fifths tequila, five-fifths of scotch, two cases of beer, one case of 16-ounce cans.
You just bring that right on up then, huh?
All right, where do you want me to deliver it?
Up in my house.
Where do you live?
Up on the north side.
On the north side?
Yeah.
Whereabouts on the north side?
Up there by the Japanese amusement park.
The Japanese amusement park. Right?
Bambi the deer plays there.
Is that right?
Where Bambi goes, nothing grows.
Right.
You still there?
I'm here. All right, don't you have any address, any numbers, or anything like that?
I'm sorry. Let's see.
All right.
Five.
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 Two.
Two.
Well, that's not my address. That's my order.
That's the order. Yeah, that's what I thought.
I'll turn a big red light on. You can't miss it.
Red light on. Okay.
Yeah. There's a big statue of a brindle Great Dane dog out front.
He's not going to bite, is he?
No, he's just a statue.
Just a statue. Okay. We got five-fifths tequila, five-fifths of scotch, two cases of beer, one case of 16-ounce can.
No vermouth.
No vermouth. I wouldn't send vermouth. And one case of... That's quite an order. Are you having a party?
Huh?
Are you having a party?
No. I'm just trying to work up the nerve to go to confession.
Hudson and Landry. Bob Hudson and Ron Landry from 1971 in the Ajax Liquor Store. And before that, Spike Jones and his City Slickers from 1942. Clink, clink, another drink. And the vocalist, the first one was Del Porter. The second one, no doubt you recognized, is Mel Blanc. Let's have another round with Roger Miller.
Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Make you want to holler, holly-ho. Burns your tummy, don't you know. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Grape wine in a mason jar, homemade and brought to school by a friend of mine after class. Me and him and this other fool decide that we'll drink up what's left. Chug a lug, so we helped ourselves. First time for everything, my ears still ring. Chug a lug, chug a lug. Make you wanna holler, holler, ho. Burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug a lug, 4-H and a FFA. On a field trip to the farm, me and a friend sneak off behind this big old barn where we uncovered a covered up moonshine still. And we thought we'd drink our fill, and I swallowed it with a smile. I run 10 miles, chug a lug, chug a lug. Make you wanna holler, holly ho. Burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug a lug, jukebox and sawdust floor. Something like I ain't never seen. Heck, I'm just going on 15. But with the help of my finagling uncle, I get snuck in. For my first taste of sin, I said, let me have a big old sip. Right on a double backflip. Chug a lug, chug a lug. Make you wanna holler, holler, ho. Burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug a lug, chug a lug, tag, tag, tag.
We're gonna have fun.
Yes.
It's a cozy table, isn't it?
And champagne, my dear.
delicious.
You like it?
Delicious.
I like it too. Yes, I do like it.
Delicious.
Yes, it is. You want some more?
Delicious.
I knew you'd like it. You always.
Delicious.
Oh, have some more. Get the waiter and hombre. I'll put on the paper hat. Oh, get out the lamp. I even like the cork. Waiter, waiter, four. Oh, keep pouring it. Oh, this is oh, every night, New Year's Eve. You got it, every. Oh, every night we're gonna do this. I don't care. Lose the job, everything. What are you gonna do? Oh, it's gonna do.
Well, it didn't take them long. Jim Backus and Friend with Delicious. The Friend, Phyllis Diller, and that was actually a top 40 record in 1958. And before that, a top 10 from Roger Miller in 64, Chug-a-Lug. As we're all about the laughs today on Seems Like Old Times. This is Seems Like Old Times. I'm your host, Craig Orndorff, and today our stroll down memory lane takes us back to the first weekend of August in 1937. And now, let's take a look at sports. In baseball, the Yankees lead the American League standings by 9.5 over the Red Sox, while the Cubs are up 6 on the Giants. But New York will get hot this week and be within 2 games by next weekend, and on top of the league by the end of the month. They go on and take the pennant, but lose to the Yankees in 5 games in the World Series. On the field on Friday, in a 10-inning oddity, Cleveland outfielders have no chances against the Yankees. Also in that game, a big rhubarb. Bottom of the 10th, Indians up 6-5, and the Yanks with runners at 2nd and 3rd. Joe DiMaggio hits a drive which third baseman Odell Hale deflects into foul territory for an apparent double, but the plate ump called it foul. The Indians left fielder saw the call of foul and didn't go after the ball, but both runners continued around the bases and scored. Plate umpire Charlie Johnson got together with third base ump George Moriarty, who overruled Johnson, allowing the winning run to score. Well, the Indians lost their minds, protesting that since the ball hadn't reached the base, the call was the home plate umpire's to make and should not be overruled. Well, the Indians' protest would be upheld. They'd play the entire game over as part of a doubleheader on September 15th. To golf, the U.S. Open was won by Ralph Goldahl, the British Open by Henry Cotton. In tennis at Wimbledon, Don Budge won the men's singles. And for the ladies, it's Englishwoman Dorothy Round for the second time. And a few weeks later, she won herself a husband, physician Dr. Douglas Little. So she became Dorothy Round Little. She also became a former tennis star, announcing her retirement. And finally, in boxing, Joe Louis is the heavyweight champion of the world. The 23-year-old defeated James Braddock in June to take the title. Louis went down in the first, but came back to KO Braddock in the eighth with a left-right combination. And that's a check on sports from this weekend in 1937. And back to the countdown, we're up to number 2. Once again, Guy Lombardo. Like Rain and Cherry Blossom Lane. Song number 2 this weekend in 1937. That's Guy Lombardo and the Royal Canadians with the vocals by brother Liebert Lombardo that time. In the runner-up spot this week after 5 weeks at number 1, it would return to the top spot for an encore next week. Also today we're getting a chuckle out of our comedy records. Here's Victor Buono.
Lord, my soul is ripped with riot, incited by my wicked diet. We are what we eat, said a wise old man. And Lord, if that's true, I'm a garbage can. I want to rise on Judgment Day, that's plain. But at my present weight, I'll need a crane. So grant me strength that I may not fall into the clutches of cholesterol. May my flesh with carrot curls be sated, that my soul may be polyunsaturated. And show me the light that I may bear witness to the President's Council on Physical Fitness. At oleomargarine I'll never mutter, for the road to hell is spread with butter. And cream is cursed, and cake is awful, and Satan is hiding in every waffle. Mephistopheles lurks in provolone, the devil is in each slice of bologna, Beelzebub is a chocolate drop, and Lucifer is a lollipop. Give me this day my daily slice, but cut it thin and toast it twice. I beg upon my dimpled knees, deliver me from jujubes. And when my days of trial are done and my war with malted milks is won, let me stand with the saints in heaven in a shining robe, size 37. I can do it, Lord, if you'll show to me the virtues of lettuce and celery, if you'll teach me the evil of mayonnaise, the sinfulness of hollandaise and pasta alla milanese and potatoes alla leonese and crisp fried chicken from the south. Lord, if you love me, shut my mouth.
Day in history, the men of the 7th Cavalry went riding on. And from the rear a voice was heard, a brave young man with a trembling word ran loud and clear.
What am I doing here? Please, Mr. Custer, I don't want to go. Hey, Mr. Custer, please don't make me go. I had a dream last night about to come in fight. Somebody yelled attack, and there I stood with the arrow in my back. Please, Mr. Custer, I don't want to go. Bushes out there. They're moving. There's the engine behind every one. Hey, Mr. Custer, you mind if I be excused the rest of the afternoon?
Hey, Charlie, duck your head.
Oh, you lay a bit late on that one, Charlie. Whew, I bet that smarts.
They were sure of victory, the men of the 7th Cavalry, as they rode on. Again from the rear a voice was heard, that same great voice with a trembling word rang loud and clear.
What am I doing here?
Please, Mr. Custer, I don't want to go. Listen, Mr. Custer, please don't make me go. There's a redskin waiting. I don't want to go. No. I wonder what the engine word for friend is. Say, friend. Kemosabe, that's it.
Kemosabe. Hey out there, Kemosabe.
No, that isn't it. Look at him out there. Running around like a bunch of wild engines. Oh, this ain't no time for joking.
I did a concert tour not too long ago, and on the concert tour, you go from one town to another, and you don't know where you are. What you get to watch is usually afternoon television, which is terrible. If you think evening television is bland, you should try watching afternoon television. But we usually would get to see a lot of commercials on television, primarily commercials, and kiddie shows. Get to see a lot of those. And with the commercials, if you get bugged with a particular commercial, it really bothers you, the best thing to do is to change the end of the commercial. You put your own end to the commercial. And this is an example of the type of thing you might want to do. This is a commercial which I have seen a couple hundred times of the dentist talking to the patient in the chair. And the dentist says to him, Mr. Jones, I recommend you try to brush your teeth after every meal.
Oh, well, Doc, I can't carry a toothbrush around with me all day.
Oh, hell, that's right, yeah.
That's Bob Newhart in a snippet from his bit titled Reflections on TV Commercials from his 1964 album Bob Newhart Faces Bob Newhart. And before that, a little history lesson, kind of. Larry Verne with Mr. Custer, a big hit in 1960 for him. And also, we had Victor Buono from 1971 and Fat Man's Prayer. And we're laughing along on today's Seems Like Old Times. We're rounding the turn and heading for home on today's Seems Like Old Times. But before we wrap things up, a reminder about the show website, oldtimesradio.com. Go there and check out our list of affiliates, the show schedule, and also the Listen Now page where you can hear previous shows on demand. So after you hear the show on your favorite radio station, you say, boy, that was good, I'd like to hear it again. Well, you can. Just go to the website. Follow Seems Like Old Times on Facebook and Twitter, and the email address, Craig, C-R-A-I-G, at oldtimesradio.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Well, here's one last comedy record for the day. It's the Les Brown Band with Butch Stone on the vocals. A good man is hard to find.
Now here's a story with a moral. All you girls should pay some mind. When you find a man worth keeping, be satisfied. Make sure to treat him kind. 'Cause a good man is hard to find. You can always get the other kind. It's me. When you think you got a pal, you can find him messing around another gal. Then you rave. You'll even start to crave to see him laying deep down in his grave. So if your man is nice, baby, take my advice. You'd better hug him in the morning, kiss him every night, give him plenty loving, treat him right. 'Cause a good man nowadays is hard to find. Now, I got a chick.
A chick?
Yeah. About 6'2".
Man, that's tall.
It's a big one. She never thought a midget like me would do. One fine day, she met some other cat. He took all her money, then left her flat.
He's a dirty rock.
He's no good, no good. Now, she's calling me back on the phone. She says, baby, you better come on home. I'm all alone. But if I'm gonna go back to her grass shack, she's gotta hug me in the morning, kiss me every night, give me plenty loving, treat me right. 'Cause a good man nowadays is hard to find. I went back.
You returned?
Yeah. But I told that gal and how. I said, then was then, woman. Now is now. If you want me to stay, there's just one but. Get a smile on your face and keep your big mouth shut. Now we're back together, everything's fine. I run a house, Jack, she better not step out of line. Now she knows what to do when the day is through. She's gotta hug me in the AM, kiss me in the PM, give me plenty loving with all her might. 'Cause a good man nowadays is hard to find.
A song usually done from the ladies' perspective, most notably Marion Harris and Bessie Smith, but they're done more tongue-in-cheek by Les Brown and the Band of Renown from the middle 40s with Butch Stone, A Good Man is Hard to Find. And I got lots of comedy records left over, so we'll do a part two next week. How about it? But now, we're up to the number one song from this weekend in our spotlight year, 1937. And we'll start first at the International News Desk. The Spanish Civil War goes on. This weekend, the Loyalist government sought support from the Vatican by issuing a decree permitting the celebration of religious services throughout all of its territory. That's the first time since the early days of the war. Earlier this week, the Vatican threw its influence behind the rebels. Now, with the failure of the latest rebel attack on the Madrid front, Spanish loyalists are more confident now that they'll win the year-old war. In both Madrid and Valencia, there's talk of a rebel collapse by December. Meanwhile, General Franco has asked Germany and Italy for 125,000 more troops, 500 planes, 50 batteries of artillery, and 200 tanks. And there's fighting in Asia. On July 7th, Japan invaded mainland China with the Battle of Lugo Bridge or the Marco Polo incident. And the Japanese now occupy Beijing. Also making news this first weekend of August, 76 years ago, a Pan American plane en route from Santiago, Chile, went down in the Pacific Ocean near the Canal Zone. The Navy found the submerged plane, but no sign of survivors. 11 American passengers were on board with 3 crew members. And of course, it was just over a month ago when Amelia Earhart's plane was lost. She and navigator Fred Noonan disappeared after taking off from New Guinea. The official search lasted until July 19th, but Earhart's husband, George Putnam, is financing a private search. Here's a story that made the front page this week. Emily, the third largest of the Dionne quintuplets, was diagnosed with a respiratory infection, and she's been placed in an isolation ward. The 5 Canadian youngins are just over 2 months old. And we'll go out with a happy story from New York. A 19-year-old girl swam 4 miles through heavy seas Saturday to get help for her sweetheart and 2 friends thrown into the ocean when their boat capsized during a moonlight cruise. Marjorie Murray of Woodmere, New York, was near exhaustion when she reached the beach, but she was able to get help and the Coast Guard rescued her companions off far Rockaway Beach shortly before dawn. And those were some news headlines from this weekend in 1937. And appropriately, at the top of the music charts this week, it's the 19th number one record for Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians, A Sailboat in the Moonlight.
Just for two, a soft breeze on a June night, and you. What a perfect setting for letting dreams come true. A chance to sail away to Sweetheart Bay beneath the stars that shine. A chance to drift, for you to lift your tender lips to mine. The things, dear, that I long for are few. Just give me a sailboat in the moonlight and you.
Lombardo and his Royal Canadians, A Sailboat in the Moonlight. Carmen Lombardo at the microphone. As I mentioned, it's the band's 19th American chart topper of all time, the 4th already this year, with one yet to come. It spent 3 weeks at number 1 on your hit parade, including this weekend in 1937. Well, that's it for this week's show, everybody. We're all out of time. It's been great having you here, and I'll look forward to you coming back next week. And until we meet again, this is Craig Orndorff, signing off for Seems Like Old Times.